Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
All righty. Always a pleasure to talk to our next guest, Drive Hall of Famer, great friend of this show, political commentator, White House, a member of the White House press, author, syndicated radio host. His newest book is Buyer's Remorse, How Obama Let Progressives Down. Mr. Bill Press is with us. Bill, how are you?
Hey, Steve. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you, as always.
It is a pleasure. And we'll see you in D.C. in just a little over a month. I'm excited, man.
I am, too. So Lanny Davis is buying lunch at the Palm, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right. We'll hold him to it.
We will. So how's everything going I'm back there?
It's crazy.
That was a dumb question.
I was just watching Donald Trump speak to AIPAC.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time ever he actually read a speech from a teleprompter. I think people told him, you better not wing it in front of this crowd or you could get into some serious trouble.
Yeah, well, obviously, and it is about time. I saw one thing that he said about the U.S. should rethink our position with NATO. The hell is
he talking
about?
Yeah, that was earlier in an interview with Wolf Blitzer from CNN. He says it's time to pull back our troops from NATO, and I guess let Vladimir Putin just run over as many countries as he wants, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it would be. Has anyone given you? I heard someone on TV saying something, giving you a little grief about having Bernie Sanders on the cover of your book, saying Bill Press makes the case. Read this book, and it's called Buyer's Remorse: How Obama Let Progressives Down.
Yeah, that was Hillary Clinton.
Well, that would make sense.
who gave Bernie grief about what she said was writing the foreword to the book, which he did not do.
Right.
He simply wrote a blurb to the book. A blurb, by the way, that says nothing about President Obama, but at all. Just says that the next president, whoever he or she is, by the way, has to use the bully pulpit, go out and rally progressives to put pressure on Congress in order to get change done. And maybe President Obama should have done a little bit more of that. But you and I have talked about the book before. It's doing very well, by the way, on the bestseller list. But it's not a book that slams President Obama. It talks about all the good things President Obama has done, but it also points out there are ways where he's let us down as progressives, particularly, I think, if you took a lot, nobody from Wall Street went to jail after bringing this country to the brink of ruin with their illegal acts.
Right.
He's unleashed these drones, the killer drones around the world, which no other country could get away with. There's a whole series of things. Put out the good and the bad, which is what we ought to do for any president, including one of our own.
And, of course, Hillary Clinton recently has been using the word progressive a lot more than she has because of Bernie.
By the way, yes. And by the way, she has also been disagreeing with President Obama on several issues lately, too. But I guess nobody accuses her of buyer's remorse.
give my listeners just a little bit more insight into the book.
Well,
sell it, Bill. Sell it.
Yeah. Look, people ask me, okay, why did you write a book that is in any way critical of the Obama administration, right, with what, just less than a year to go? And my answer is because President Obama asked me to. And what I mean by that is when he was running for office, and as in the White House, I heard him say several times, I want you to hold me accountable.
Right.
And that's what I did, right? And when you look at his record, you've got to agree he's done some really good things. I think this where he is today, this opening to Cuba is incredible. It'll be one of the great hallmarks of his administration. I believe the Iran nuclear deal is a great foreign policy achievement. You know, he saved the auto industry. He did bring us back from economic ruin. At the same time, you know, he's done some things which, as progressives, if George Bush had done, we'd be raising holy hell about them. I mean, he is not just okayed, he has enlarged NSA's spying of every phone call and every email, this whole massive domestic spying operation on the part of NSA and the intelligence agencies, which started under George Bush, that, you know, he has continued. I mentioned not pursuing anybody on Wall Street, letting them off the hook. Even Obamacare, I think, gives away too much power to the, as good as it is, and it's got some good parts, gives away too much power to the insurance companies and to the drug companies.
Yeah, I agree.
So I try to put it in perspective, and the main part of about the book is calling on Hillary or Bernie, whichever one's going to be our next president, and one of them is, that they've got to recognize the American people really do want the focus on the working-class Americans, middle-class Americans, the progressive agenda, minimum wage, creation of jobs, you know, the climate change, the whole progressive agenda. And they want them to run with it full bore and not be too willing to compromise with Republicans, which I think President Obama was too often.
We were talking to Eric Bollert from Media Matters last hour.
Good guy.
Yeah, he is. Excuse me. He wrote a blog pointing out that Meet the Press on NBC is no longer going to allow Trump to phone it in. Literally, phone it in. What are they saying in Washington? What have you heard, at least from NBC?
Well, it's funny. I had that conversation today at CNN about Trump phoning it in. Now, Trump actually came to the studios of CNN today and did an interview with Wolf Blitzer.
Right.
But let me tell you, it is outrageous the way the media has sucked up to Donald Trump. They have let him get away with everything. First of all, they cover him nonstop, no matter what he says, no matter what phony rally. He holds a news conference. He doesn't say anything. And they cover it wall to wall. You know, the last Super Tuesday, the second Super Tuesday in a row, whatever it was, there's been too many Super Tuesdays, right? But one of them, Trump was giving his speech. He rambled on for an hour. All three cable networks covered him for the entire hour. Hillary Clinton gave her remarks when she won in Louisiana, I think it was, and the networks never even went to Hillary Clinton. They just stayed with Donald Trump.
Was that the one where
somebody figured it out? $6 billion worth of free media he has gotten. The media created Donald Trump. And, yeah, and allowing him to phone it in to the Sunday shows has never been heard, never been happened before.
And
as if he were, you know, somebody, some statesman or something. He's not. He's a clown.
Eric also pointed out that a few of the times that he's phoned this in, he was a few blocks away at Trump Tower or something. You know, he just didn't want to get in the car and come down to CNN or NBC. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing I find very funny now is the Republicans suddenly realize, oh, Jesus, we might end up with Donald Trump as our nominee. We can't let this happen. So suddenly they're scurrying around, and they send Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan out to attack him, and they're creating all these super PACs, and they're raising money, and they're running ads, and you know what? It's too little, too late. I mean, they created Donald Trump. They're stuck with him now, as far as I'm concerned.
Who was this group of people who met in D.C. Recently to try and figure out a way to stop him?
Yeah, there are about 30 of them met last week, you know, the so-called Republican establishment, which is also a joke, because Trump's success is running against the Republican establishment. The more the Republican establishment tries to take him down, the better it is for Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No. But they're clowns. You know, these are the guys that supported Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and all those people. Well, yeah, ask all of them how well they did against Donald Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're ganging up against Trump. I mean, look, I'm no big Trump fan, but they had a chance to stop him early on, and they did not do so. It's too late now. By the way, which is, I think, a very sober lesson and an important lesson for us Democrats, which is don't take this guy for granted. Don't underestimate him. Don't ignore him. Don't be nice to him. I think what Democrats have to do is define Donald Trump early on and destroy him politically before he gets a foothold.
Which is what they'll do, or certainly try, and probably will succeed.
Yeah,
I would think.
I hope so.
What about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, give me your thoughts on Ted. We haven't talked that much about him.
You know what? I think he's worse than Trump.
I do, too.
Seriously.
He's more frightening than me.
And I know Republicans who are appalled at the idea that they might get Donald Trump as their nominee. they are more appalled that they might get Ted Cruz. Because, you know, Ted Cruz is dangerous, I think. I really think he's evil. One thing for sure, I don't think anybody knows, including Donald Trump, what Donald Trump stands for on most issues.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. But Ted Cruz is a true believer. I mean, he is a real whack job in terms of he's so far to the right. You know, he's the Tea Party in spades. So I'm not sure he'd be a great candidate, but were he ever elected, God forbid, he would be really, really bad news for the Republicans.
He scares me more than Trump, really.
Absolutely.
What do you think's going to happen? Excuse me. Allergies are really bad today. What do you think is going to happen to the Republican Party? We keep hearing, this is going to be the end of the Republican Party as we know it. All this this horrible stuff within the GOP, if Trump is the nominee, it seems like that's pretty right on.
I'm of that school. I certainly think, I don't think this will be the end of the Republican Party, but I do think it will be the end of the Republican Party as we know it,
right,
which was imploding pretty fast anyway, and throwing anybody with any common sense, right, or any sense of decency, I think, out the window anyhow, which is what led the way to a demagogue like Donald Trump, who comes in and sees this incredible disillusionment or disappointment or dissatisfaction, or if not anger, at the establishment. And Donald Trump comes in and says, okay, here I am. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable that this guy, this billionaire, flies in on his plane, right, with Trump all over it, and stands in front of his plane and says, I'm the candidate who's going to take care of the working class and the middle class, and people believe him.
Yeah. They're all, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. As a Democrat and former Democratic Party chair of California, I've never enjoyed politics so much in this sense. For too many years, I watched Democrats eating their own and forming the circular firing squad.
Right.
So it's fun to watch Republicans do it for once. You know.
Latest book is Buyer's Remorse. It's a good one. How Obama.
And by the way, coming out to Corte Madera. At the Book Passage.
Book Passage,
Passage is a great, great bookstore in
Corte Madera. It is. April 7th.
April 7th, right. And then April 9th, I'll be at the Dance Palace in Point Reyes Station. So each of those is pretty close to Santa Rosa area, Petaluma area. So come on down, folks.
All right. And maybe we can get a limo and get you up here into the studio.
I would love it. I'd take a stagecoach.
Maybe a rickshaw we can get. All right. Hopefully we'll talk to you, see you before our lunch in Washington at the end of April. It's always a pleasure. The great Bill Press, BillPressShow.com. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, Steve. Okay. All right.
Take care.
Man.